This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A child who fell into an icy lake southwest of Denver has died. The young teen was one of four children who fell through ice on Crystal Lake near Roxborough Park Tuesday. West Metro Fire Rescue pulled the child from the water and transported him to the hospital. His name has not yet been released. Neighbors were able to rescue the other three children who fell in closer to the shore. They are now safe. A University of Colorado researcher wants to understand why people who report feeling lonely are at a much higher risk for dementia. Dr. Rebecca Mullen received a grant from the Alzheimer's Association to study the link. She says there's been increased interest since the pandemic increased social isolation, especially among older Americans. Dr. Mullen says her goal is to find ways to help people stay connected and mentally sharp. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence were up in October. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 2,000 calls, a 3% increase over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by school complaints and reports of bullying. Reports in October included a person reporting that a student was depressed, experiencing thoughts of suicide, and was going to run away. Local teams conducted a welfare check and took the student to the hospital. Safe to Tell is available to students to report safety concerns, even when they're out of school during holidays. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 52 with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 25 and clear. And in Grand Junction, it's 37 degrees. This is CPR News at 6:06.